The new proposal introduced yesterday at the state capitol would abolish time limits for victims to report instances of alleged child sexual abuse. The Child Victims Act would also include members of the clergy as mandatory reporters of sexual abuse. Laurel White joins us now to give us a rundown of the proposed law changes. She's Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, this was released yesterday. Can you give us an overview of what all is in this proposal?
So there are two bills in this proposal, as you mentioned. One would change the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits in Wisconsin that have to do with child sexual assault. Right now, under current law, a victim can bring forward a civil action as long as they're under the age of 35. Under this proposal, that age limit would be abolished. An individual would be able to bring that challenge in civil court, no matter their age. This is a proposal that's been around the Capitol for a while. Now, the second bill is a new one. It's just introduced for the very first time during this legislative session. And that's one that would expand mandatory reporting requirements for members of the clergy. Now, they are already mandatory reporters of sexual assault, but there's a loophole, or the Democratic lawmakers that are proposing this change in legislation are calling it a loophole, that allows them to not disclose everything that they hear from members of their church.
In some cases, a private setting like the confessional, I believe in many cases, clergy are exempted from mandatory reporting. Is that accurate?
Exactly. So there's an exemption in law that says if they receive this information about sexual assault during the course of a private conversation with a member of their church, they don't need to disclose that. Now, as many folks are probably aware, a lot of the interactions that individuals have with their faith leader are in private conversations, confessionals, as you mentioned, or just other kind of private meetings. So what lawmakers said yesterday at a Capitol press conference is, you know, we're essentially excluding 99% of the conversations that clergy are having with people from these reporting requirements.
Let's look at the first part you were talking about when it comes to allowing civil suits after what is currently, I guess, the statute of limitations on them. This is something that's happened in other states. As you said, people have made the effort in Wisconsin to do that. What are their arguments for making that change?
So yesterday at this press conference, there were several victims of childhood sexual assault, and they were very consistent in making the argument that when they were children, when they experienced their assault, they either didn't feel comfortable bringing forward the accusations or they were actively discouraged from bringing forward the accusations at the time. So they said having a wider window for being able to come forward once they reach adulthood is going to allow more people to do so. They said, in particular, one woman came up and said that she believes women, once they reach their 40s in particular, are much more likely to report instances of sexual assault from their childhood just because they have a different level of maturity and a different perspective at that point in their life. Now, of course, if you're in your 40s and you want to bring a civil lawsuit over something that happened when you were underage, under current law, you wouldn't be able to do so. So essentially, they're just arguing that people shouldn't be barred from bringing forward these challenges if they reach a certain age.
Dr. Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about legislation introduced by Democrats that would change the way Wisconsin deals with child sexual abuse, making clergy mandatory reporters in all cases. Also, as we just heard, getting rid of that statute of limitations for civil suits for people who are victims as children. You mentioned, Laurel, that some victims had spoke there. You shared some of one of their comments. This is Rebecca Martin Bird talking about her experience and how she was encouraged to not report as a child. Here's a listen.
When I first told my pastor, he told me that if I told my story, it would ruin my perpetrator's life, that it would make the church look bad, and if the church looked bad, then people wouldn't come to church, and if people don't come to church, then they don't get saved.
And this is connected to a story that's just emerging this week in Wisconsin, and of course, unfortunately, Wisconsin was at the epicenter at many points of the Catholic Church scandal. A lot of people, unfortunately, have these stories to tell, Laura.
Absolutely. So there was a news story this week that, you know, this proposal is coming out in the wake of. It was a story about child sexual assault or alleged child sexual assault at a church here in Madison. written by a reporter at the Capital Times, which is a weekly paper here in Madison. So Rebecca, that we just heard from there, was one of the subjects of that story and talked a little bit about her experience. I think just to, like, you know, flesh out her quote a little bit more, what she was saying there, kind of the end of her statement, she said, basically, when I was being discouraged from reporting, you know, they said people won't come to church. If people don't come to church, they're not going to be saved. A part that we weren't able to play there just because of constraints was she continued on and said, you know, if people aren't able to be saved, then my pastor told me they would go to hell, and if they went to hell, then it was my fault. So, you know, she said that she just felt quite a bit of guilt and pressure at the time to not come forward.
And we've got these two proposals as part of this Democratic package. What has the response been from church groups, from Republicans and others?
So I reached out to, when I did the story this week, to the Republican leaders of both the State Assembly and the Senate. Neither of them got back to me about either of these proposals. We do know that in the past, the proposal about the statute of limitations for civil lawsuits has had some pretty strong opposition from church groups in Wisconsin, both Catholic and Protestant, as well as, perhaps unexpectedly to some folks, insurance groups in Wisconsin. And that's because in civil lawsuits, sometimes the penalty put forward by the judge is a financial one. And the argument from opponents is that some of these financial penalties could be so large for some organizations that they could essentially bankrupt them.
That's an important distinction, Laurel. When we say civil suits, that means that is not something that puts someone in jail ultimately. It's not a criminal suit that we're talking about with a statute of limitations change.
Absolutely. There are different statutes of limitations for criminal lawsuits that have to do with child sexual assault in Wisconsin. If an alleged victim is under the age of 13, there is no limit on the time that they can report the crime. I believe if the victim is under the age of 16, the limitation for a criminal lawsuit is 45 years old.
In our last minute or so, Laurel, the legislature is not in session now. So what is the timeline for these two pieces of legislation?
So the next step for both of these pieces of legislation would be a public hearing before a committee. That's something that the sponsors said this week that they're really pushing for. They want that they want the individuals that were at the press conference to be able to come forward to share their stories in a setting in front of other lawmakers to make their case why they think this is an important proposition for the Capitol. So that would be the next step. That could happen at any time, but lawmakers aren't expected to return to the Capitol for full votes on the floor of either chamber until September or October.
And of course, briefly, Democrats in the minority in both chambers, this goes nowhere without at least some Republican support, right?
Absolutely. You would have to have some Republican votes in both chambers to get this passed.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joins us today to talk about a renewed push for the Child Victims Act by some state Democratic lawmakers. They released two pieces of legislation on that yesterday.